You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 17-2 and now 10-1. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win was 13-10. That's been enhanced to 6-4. For that Middlesbrough enhancement, Tom, it should just be anyone to score and Middlesbrough to win was 17-2, now 10-1, because Borough, we said on the podcast last week that game against Burnley, if you'd have played that game a month ago, it was a nailed on 0-0, ended up 0-0 anyway. And I think Middlesbrough, I think the players and the management team thought that was a good result because they showed no ambition in the game. And I was astounded by how they played. Both of you, by the way, put up the draw, so good shouts last week on that Middlesbrough-Burnley game. I don't know what to make of this fixture because Arsenal have lost four straight away from home as well.
I'm exactly the same as you there. I look at this fixture and there's too much sort of conflicting sides to it, really. Steve Agnew, I think he's shown us a little bit of an experience, really. You know, he took the handbrake off against Hull and they ended up on the reverse of a 4-2 defeat. And he's tightened things back up for the two home matches they've had recently. The home game against Burnley, the trip to Swansea. The trip to Swansea, the 0-0, that was probably a decent result. If they're going to stay up, they had to beat a team like Burnley. And they've got to make more of their home games. They've got Sunderland coming up at the Riverside. They've got Man City coming at home. So this has got to be an opportunity for them. Having said that, they don't score goals. Now, last Monday night, we looked at Arsenal against Crystal Palace and thought Palace were, you know, nearly 4-1. Way too good a chance of because they've got players that could hurt Arsenal and fired up. Selhurst Park has been rocking. They've been winning games. There's momentum. Everything was with them. I just don't have that feeling about Middlesbrough. But then I look at Arsenal and you think, well, what is going on there? I mean, Theo Walcott's post-match interview on Monday was a disgrace. He was talking like he wasn't playing. He was captaining the team. And he was talking like a pundit in the studio going, yeah, there was no fire, there was no desire. I was like, well, yeah, we know that, Theo. We watch you play in a team that were absolutely abject. I thought they were so bad. It's unbelievable. And I can't even back them maybe turning it around even for this kind of match. I think, well, they'll probably win it, Arsenal, without even trying, because I think even if they don't put in any effort, they're going to score a goal because there's just too many still good players in that team. There are still you know, some very good players. So I'm not so sure. There's one side of it where I think, well, it's going to be a draw and it suits neither side, and it's 16-5. It's playable. But I think Middlesbrough are in last chance saloon. They've got to go for it. And I think if they do, like they did against Hull, they're going to come unstuck. So I've thought about this a number of different ways. My only conclusion that I've come to here is over 2.5 goals at 4-6. Just to cover me, if Arsenal turn on, they could win 3-0, no problem. Middlesbrough could end up winning, but they will concede against Arsenal at some point. So it's the only bet I'm coming to a natural conclusion. I'm not particularly joyful about it, or, you know, shouting it from the rooftops, but I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals at 4-6. Just, you know, Arsenal could collapse, Middlesbrough could win, Arsenal could just steamroll them, we could end up with a scoring draw. I'm just got no idea, but 4-6 or the draw if you wanted to push me on an outright.
I was just thinking under 2.5 at 11-10 looks good here. So I've got no idea about this game, Derek.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those fixtures that you look at and I know that no matter what I tip here or what I back, I will end up looking silly. I will, no matter what one I go for. I mean, this happens about 8 times every weekend, funnily enough. I won't do one saving grace is that I won't look as silly as Arsene Wenger, who made Theo Walcott his captain. Now, that sentence alone tells you what's wrong with Arsenal and what's wrong with Wenger. Theo Walcott, does he lead by example? What does he lead by? It was a disgraceful decision by Wenger and followed by a disgraceful performance by Arsenal at Palace the other night. And, you know, I've said all season that the worst performances I've seen this season have come cheaply from Watford. Well, that was the worst of the lot from Arsenal. They went 1-0 down, 2-0 down, never looked like pulling back into the game, never looked like wanting to. And, you know, he's got to go. How could he? All this talk about a two-year deal still on the table for Wenger. Who's offering him this deal? Tottenham. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if over the summer Arsenal appoint Sam Allardyce as manager because he's good at saving clubs from relegation. I mean, that's how bad they are. That, you know, if they continue playing like that next season, Jesus, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world. They're an absolute disgrace. And I noticed that Jamie Carragher said on TV that there's something wrong with this club from top to bottom. And he's dead right. But we were saying that months ago. Why is it only, you know, why are all these so-called pundits only woken up to that fact now? What does it boil down to in this game? I've got no idea. All I will know is that 1-2 Arsenal away from home, the way they're playing. You've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Middlesbrough. I'm going to give them a chance because, you know, the players aren't playing for Arsenal. Why not back a team that's 11-2 against them who are fighting for their lives? Why not? I know that I take on board that they can't score, but come on, I think they'll only need one goal and Arsenal will crumble. So I'm going to go for 11-2 Middlesbrough.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.